This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Good morning to you. It's Tuesday, June 4th. My gosh. Before we know it, we're going to be crowning NBA and NHL champions. And then we'll be into the month of July. It'll be vacation season, July 4th. The NFL takes a brief respite. It's so brief. And then training camps. Stop it. I know, but stop it. I'm not there yet. I got a lot to do between now and then. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're asking you to contradict Angel Reese this morning. There's a specific reason, though. Angel and Kennedy Carter, her teammate on the Chicago Sky, making headlines and making waves on Monday for finally sharing their thoughts about what happened with Caitlin Clark, the shoving incident, the dead ball foul that was turned into a flagrant that happened on Saturday. And she didn't want to talk right away. Now they're talking. And now she's using social media, Kennedy is, to air her grievances, so to speak. But what Angel had to say is that people tune into the WNBA to watch a lot of great players, not just Caitlin Clark. It's not all about Caitlin. And see, here's the thing. I don't know that fair has anything to do with it. I've asked the question, why Caitlin Clark? Why now? Why so much attention? I've asked everybody that I can think of. People inside the sport, people outside the sport. Whoever knows why. Part of it's social media. Part of it's the record breaking. Part of it's she dazzles. She's got a great personality. She handles herself so well. Who knows? It can be all of those things or it can be none of those things for people. But this is the reason why people are tuning into the WNBA in droves. This is why people are obsessing over the league right now. It's also why you've got Carter and Reese in the spotlight for all the wrong reasons. And I wish it was more about basketball at this point. I really do. But once a story like this goes viral, it's been on news networks. I've heard it on both news radio and news TV network. It's everywhere. And a lot of it over the last couple of days has been this one clip where Carter's shoving Caitlin. And so maybe eventually it becomes about the basketball. Caitlin has not played well the last couple games. She's still finding her footing in the WNBA, though she is averaging nearly 6.5 assists per game. But she's not shot well since she got into the league. Only one game maybe where I can think of that she was locked in the way we saw her at Iowa. She's still getting comfortable. She's getting hit a lot. It's just all part of the acclimation process into a pro sport from college. It happens to, I used this analogy earlier, it happens to young, top flight, high profile quarterbacks every single year when they get into the league. Sure, they may have flashes of brilliance, but the game is faster. And everybody at that level, especially on the other side of the O-line, they're out to get you. May they be out to hurt Caitlin? I don't think that's the case for the majority of players. But man, do they want to welcome her to the league with a special something-something? Of course they do. So there is an element of competition to it. But I think there's also an element of what Angel Reese had to say. Is, hey, there's a lot of great players here. It's not just about her. Except the numbers, the evidence doesn't bear that out, at least at this point. So yeah, Angel, who got fined for not speaking to the media on Saturday, she said she had a family obligation. Now she's talking about her feelings regarding this whole thing. And of course, tying her journey back to Caitlin's when they faced off in the Final Four two seasons ago.
It all started from the national championship game, and I've been dealing with this for 2 years now. And understanding, like, yeah, negative things have probably been said about me, but honestly, I'll take that because look where women's basketball is. People are talking about women's basketball. You never would think that we'd be talking about women's basketball. People are pulling up to games. We got celebrities coming to games, sold out arenas, like, just because of one single game. And just looking at that, like, I'll take that role. I'll take the bad guy role, and I'll continue to take that on and be that for my teammates. And if I want to be that, and I know I'll go down in history, I'll look back in 20 years and be like, yeah, the reason why we watching women's basketball is not just because of one person. It's because of me, too, and I want y'all to realize that.
You can't agree or disagree with Angel Reese. She's certainly a star in her own right. She announced her decision to go pro with a full spread in Vogue. I think it was Vogue magazine. I mean, she's got a huge social media following. She's a very talented player. But I don't know that she's speaking the truth or that it's accurate when she says people are not tuning into this league for one player. Now, obviously, Caitlin can't play by herself, so she does have teammates, same as she did at Iowa. Remember Lisa Bluter telling us how much her teammates loved Caitlin and were so happy for her. And I hope that's the case with her Fever teammates. I don't obviously know them as well. We haven't seen this group together as much. But I do know one of her teammates picked her up when Carter knocked her down on Saturday. Anyway, we're asking you, in light of what Angel Reese had to say, is there one athlete, male or female, who caused you to tune in to a sport, a league, or an event that you would not have watched otherwise? Tiger Woods is my example. Never watched a tournament before Tiger Woods came on the scene, but then watched almost every single golf tournament after he went, well, even before he went pro, when he was still a junior, when he was still an amateur. I loved watching him play golf. And I know many of you feel the same way, but he changed my perception of golf. 100% all about Tiger Woods. And once I started watching, well, then I got to know the game. I loved watching Phil Mickelson and some others. But Tiger's the reason I watched golf. And actually, I'll take it one step further. Tiger's the reason I play golf. I had tried when I was in college, but because I'd spent so many years playing softball, I just didn't have the mechanics right. Couldn't get the golf ball off the ground. Once I started getting enraptured by the way Tiger played, I took a couple lessons because I wanted to play too. We used these numbers earlier. They were posted by the play-by-play announcer of both the Fever and the Pacers. Thank you, Donna, for calling our attention to them. The top nine largest crowds in the WNBA this season, they feature the Fever, a team with one of the worst records. And half those games are on the road. And we told you to start the season, some of these teams are moving their games to larger arenas to accommodate the tickets and to sell more tickets. And that's maybe not so personal, but how about a personal example? Case in point, my mother couldn't have named one team in the WNBA before 6 weeks ago, maybe even before 4 weeks ago. But you know what she does now? First of all, she gets WNBA League Pass. I don't even have WNBA League Pass. She's got the League Pass, and her husband bought her Caitlin Clark's Fever jersey that she wears while she's watching the games. My mother, not a huge sports fan. but she loves to watch this young woman play basketball. She's got her husband looking up rosters so she can understand who she's watching. Every single time there's a game, do you know the text I get from my mom the next day? Did you talk about Caitlin last night? Yes, mom. Yes, I did. Now, that's not to say my mom doesn't care about my radio show, but now she's actually asking me about specifics. That's just one example. We know Caitlin's jerseys, they were going like hotcakes when she got drafted. Single day record for jerseys once she got drafted. Eclipsing, what was it? Trevor Lawrence was second on the list. I hope that people stay and become WNBA fans because of the hoop and because of the competition. I hope they continue to support the league, but it's been around a long time. And what we're seeing now in terms of the support has never happened before. I don't know why. I can't explain it definitively, but I know it's happening. As for Carter, she didn't want to talk after the game, and she said she was a little bit too emotional, probably better for her to wait. So she did finally answer questions about that incident in the third quarter on Saturday.
I think at the end of the day, I'm a competitor. Now that it's another day, I've had an off day. Now I can answer and I can let you know how I really feel about things. But I'm a competitor and I'm going to compete no matter who you are and no matter who's in front of me. So that's just what it was. Heat of the moment play. We're getting at it. We're going back and forth. It's basketball. It's all hoops. After we finish the game, it's all love.
I agree with her that on the court, things can get spicy. I was that way when I played. I didn't have any personal vendettas against people, but I was super competitive. And so I feel the same way, except when she said after the game, it's all love. Her social media post on Threads. I didn't even know that was still alive and kicking.
That's how you know it's a red flag.
Right. Her most recent post, quote, beside 3-point shooting, what does she bring to the table, man? That doesn't sound like all love. That sounds like something else. Also, this is what happens when the spotlight shines white hot on you. Maybe you could fly under the radar before, but not so much now, Kennedy Carter. When she was with the Atlanta Dream, she threatened to fight a teammate, actually challenged a teammate to a fight, a teammate, and was suspended for conduct detrimental, and then only lasted with the Sparks for a couple of months because of her conduct. So there's a pattern there of her kind of losing her temper and getting mad. Not saying she can't grow up, not saying it won't change, only that, you know, she's pretty hot tempered. So this is, I would say, a little more understandable when you know that she's got a history. And it was definitely heat of the moment. I'll give her that. Angel was asked about why it looked like she was cheering in that moment. Because it did. It kind of looked like she was excited when Carter knocked down Caitlin.
Just having my teammates back. Me and Kennedy are super competitive. And just having that competitive edge, I love my teammates. And I'm always going to have their back. So it was just competition.
All right. That's what happens. Be careful what you wish for. You want all the attention. You can't necessarily control where it goes or how it plays out once you get it. But again, I hope soon the focus is on the hoops and not so much on this drama, because I'm not sure this is the best look for the WNBA or women's sports. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What single athlete caused you to tune into a sport, a league, an event that you wouldn't have paid attention to otherwise? We've got our show Twix account at Amy After Hours and also our Facebook page. See, now, as I jump to the NBA Finals from the WNBA, I don't know, maybe there's a little bit of symmetry here, but we are getting set for Game 1 in Boston coming up on Thursday.
Bounces to Irving, left of the circle. Lively comes up and gets it, challenged by Reed, back out to Kyrie with 8 to shoot. They try to trap him, wide to the right, turns the corner on Reed, got to the rim for an easy layup.
And neither Luka or Kyrie is giving up. They have 72 combined points each for 36.
Feels great, man. Definitely don't take this moment for granted because of how hard we had to work to get here. And we had to earn our spot into the NBA Finals. And we had to go against some great opponents, OKC, Clippers, Wolves. And I feel like they got us better.
Kyrie Irving returning to Boston. Again, not the first time he's faced the Celtics in a playoff series. Although the last time, if I remember correctly, was when he flipped him the double bird, I think. I thought that was in a playoff series when he was with the Nets. Flipped a fan the double bird. The fans will have a little something-something for Kyrie. And I wonder how many people would tune in because they want to see how the fans greet Kyrie. Or maybe not. Maybe it's old news and I'm the only one who thinks this should be highly entertaining. Kyrie has opened up about his time in Boston, and I got to say, I'm impressed that he admits that was a different guy, that he was not the same guy he is now.
It's just a chapter in my life, you know, that I got to enjoy, you know, for the most part. We had a great opportunity to do some special things, but it was cut short just based off personal reasons on my end. And you know, but one thing that I look back on my time in Boston, I've said this over the past few years, you know, but somehow it gets tossed under the rug. But, you know, the greatest thing I learned from Boston was just being able to manage not only my emotions, but just what's going on a day-to-day basis of being a leader of a team or being one of the leaders and having young guys around you that have their own goals. But you have to learn how to put the big picture first and, you know, leaving those guys, JT and JB, and, you know, some of the guys that are still remaining on that team, like Al Horford or, you know, Marcus Smart got traded away. We had a great time to bond, a great time to go through some tough times, not just on the court, but, you know, I know in due time, a lot of that full story will come out and when it's appropriate. But, yeah, I had a great time in Boston just being able to learn and, you know, grow as a person.
That doesn't necessarily mean that the relationship with the fans has been healed. Of course, you're not going to get Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Al Horford saying anything negative. That would be unprofessional and just dumb at this point as you go into the last series that stands between you and the NBA title. There's only really the acknowledgement that, yeah, there were some ups and downs. And certainly that second year that Kyrie was there, remember he didn't play in the postseason the first season he was with Boston. So that was 18, if I remember correctly. Then in 19, he was in the playoffs with the Celtics, and they were actually expected to be a championship contender. But instead they lost in the second round to the Milwaukee Bucks. And that's kind of when things started to unravel and Kyrie asked out and wanted to go play in Brooklyn with Kevin Durant. And the fans have not forgotten it. And the team itself didn't have the chemistry. I mean, it was a bit of a mess. Of course, it's not all about Kyrie Irving. But he does make reference to the fact, again, that there was a lot going on for him when he was in Boston.
A little bit more grace could have been extended my way, especially what I was dealing with during that time as a human being. I know sometimes in sports, it's literally about the end goal and result and what you accomplish, and that's one thing. But we're still human at the end of the day, and I wasn't my best self during that time. So when I look back on it, I just see it as a time where I learned how to let go of things and learned how to talk through my emotions. You know, I came into the league at 19 years old not knowing how to be a young man as of yet because this whole lifestyle was thrown at me. I was expected to do wondrous things, but I just wanted to continue to develop as a human being. And once I put that first, then, you know, you see me flourishing now.
Yes. Now in Dallas, not so much in Brooklyn, where he went AWOL for a week and his coach didn't know and his teammates didn't know. I guess he was still growing then. I will admit, he seems like he's different now. He does. There is always the question, though, with Kyrie, will we see the other shoe drop? I mean, that's the thing. He's had great honeymoon periods with different teams, but is there a point at which he becomes discontent, malcontent, doesn't think either he's making enough money or the team is giving him his due, or who knows?
A little bit more grace could have been extended my way.
Oh, gosh. I felt like he got a lot of grace. The Nets were willing to take him on. Then they were willing to trade him to Dallas.
Got all the graces.
So many graces. All right, one more, because this is a message for the fans. Says he's not worried about you guys in Boston, even though there have been some past well-documented and well-viewed, a lot of viral views, incidents.
We call it animosity. We call it hate. We call it, you know, it's going to be hell in Boston. I mean, there are real life circumstances going on in the world that are bigger than the basketball kind of competitive side of things and answering those questions. But I will say, you know, last time in Boston, I don't think that was the best, you know, not this regular season, but when we played in the playoffs and everyone saw me flip off the birds and kind of lose
double
my
birds
a little bit. That wasn't a great reflection of who I am and how I like to compete on a high level. You know, it wasn't a great reflection on my end towards the next generation on what it means to control your emotions in that type of environment, no matter what people are yelling at you. You know, I'm built for these moments to be able to handle circumstances like that. And I've been able to grow since then. So, of course, it's going to be a hectic environment, but I'm looking forward to it. And I see it as a healthy relationship to have with the fans. You know, I almost think about Gladiator, just win the crowd over. You know, it's good to hear the TD Garden silent when you're playing well.
Gladiator. I mean, I'm going to think about it. I'll think on it. I don't know, Boston fans, are you going to give Kyrie more grace?
A little bit more grace could have been extended my way.
I couldn't wait to hear what Kyrie had to say about the Celtics and returning to Boston. This is going to be fun. Can we just get to Thursday already? Also, a Thursday features coconut cream pie in my house, so there's another reason.
It's probably the better one.
It's Bob's birthday, and we share a love for coconut cream pie. This time I'm mixing in some cream cheese. I found a recipe.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to mix in the cream cheese and the coconut pudding and then the extra coconut. I suppose you want me to snag you a piece.
I mean,
just
I'll
pretend
be here.
Like it disappeared. I'll be here. I'm not asking. I'm just saying I'll be here if you need to get rid of some. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Good morning. What's one athlete that made you tune in to a sport, a league, an event? I'll say Michael Phelps in swimming, too, for a lot of people. And I love watching swimming in the Olympics. But, man, remember the ratings for those Olympic Games. I think it was Beijing. Please don't yell at me if I got it wrong. When he would be swimming those matches in the daytime, U.S. Time zones, and the ratings were through the roof. It's amazing what we get attracted to. Bright, shiny objects dazzle us, and we're all...
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Lots of you weighing in about an athlete, a solo athlete, that caused you to take note of a sport, start watching a sport or a league where you didn't otherwise and probably would not have otherwise. I'll just go through a few of these that are on our Twix account at Amy After Hours. A bunch of you are pointing to tennis, which I appreciate. Chris goes with Roger Federer and Serena Williams. Made me a lifelong fan of men's and women's tennis, respectively. Doug says Mary Lou Retton. So that's going back. The perfect 10 in gymnastics and Team USA. That was an iconic moment in our Olympic history. Let's see. Kevin goes with, what about all the non-team sports? I can give you one in each. Ronda Rousey in MMA, Tiger in golf, Serena in tennis, Muhammad Ali in boxing. He says those athletes all drew people in who weren't formerly interested in sports. James says John McEnroe, although he says McEnroy, which is kind of funny. I'm sure he's a victim of autocorrect. John McEnroe, Martina Navratilova drew me into tennis. Tiger Woods for golf. Janelle says Messi, Peyton, meaning Peyton Manning, and Michael Jordan. I think that with team sports, it's a little bit different because, of course, there are other people out there on the court, the field, the ice. And yet, even as we get to know those other teammates, it's a lot like the Steph Curry phenomenon in the NBA. LeBron James, Michael Jordan. Sure, they're team sports. But these guys come with their own built-in fan bases. They've got people who would pledge allegiance to them. I've seen a bunch of Cal Ripken is what drew me into baseball. And even right before that, in 98, the home run chase between Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa that attracted so many fans back to the sport of baseball when they'd left over the work stoppage, over the strike. Stan says Muhammad Ali. Brandon agrees for me, the Williams sisters. That's why I started watching tennis. Let's see. Tony goes with baseball around the playoffs and World Series with Reggie Jackson in 1977 and Big Poppy in 2013. And then another one from James, Greg LeMond, Tour de France. Oh, yeah, I could tell you nothing. Well, Lance Armstrong, obviously, was after Greg LeMond. But I watched cycling. I watched the Tour de France because of Greg LeMond. His story was absolutely incredible, and he was an American. But I never watched the sport before that and wouldn't have watched the sport, didn't watch the sport after that, other than just when Lance was going through his run and I was at least paying attention to what he was doing, even though I wasn't watching races. But I would watch Greg LeMond. I started watching NASCAR. Now, my family was NASCAR fans. My mom was a NASCAR fan when I was a kid. I went to my first race when I was 12, but it was Dale Earnhardt that made me a rabid fan, senior. I would watch every race because of him. I mean, I got to know the other drivers, but it was Dale Earnhardt that made me the fan that would buy tickets and that would go to races and that would, yeah, that would just, buy the 3 memorabilia. I went through a couple of years, maybe even 5 to 10 years, where a lot of my birthday and Christmas presents were memorabilia from Dale Earnhardt. I still remember the day that I met him when I was working at the track in New Hampshire. These are memories for a lot of people that would, you know, take you back to maybe when you were a kid. But I think it's a little misguided of Angel Reese to say that one player can't suck you in like this, because that's obviously not true. So we'll get to some of the ones on Facebook. And maybe there are people out there that would say Angel Reese is the reason I watch the WNBA. It's just pretty clear based on this main metric. When Americans like something, they spend money on it, right? We have that type of an appetite when it comes to something that catches our attention. And even in today's economy, with inflation that's still so high and families having less discretionary income, less money to spend on entertainment, I think across the board, I mean, obviously there are some people that are uber rich, like Justin Jefferson, that doesn't have to worry about it. But the majority of us do. We have to watch our spending, and we might go paycheck to paycheck. Well, people are spending money on Caitlin Clark jerseys, on the WNBA League Pass, on tickets to WNBA games. Even other athletes from the NFL, from the NBA, they're showing up. That's star power. Doesn't mean it'll stay that way, Angel. They'll get to see you too. It's okay. On our Twitter and Facebook pages, we're always glad to connect with you. Coming up, kind of a sweet reunion in Philadelphia. And I never knew Darren Waller had a budding music career, but in the last week, somehow, some way, I've been forced to listen to two of his songs.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Now batting for Milwaukee, number 12, designated hitter, Rhys Hoskins.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We don't let you wake up slowly on this show. It's our fault. But that was a sweet moment, a reunion as Rhys Hoskins returns to Philadelphia in a Brewers uniform and gets a massive standing ovation. And actually his teammates, some of them like Bryce Harper, were in the field clapping as well. And then he homered too. Wait, Jay, do we have that audio? Because Jay is on it.
The 2-1 pitch. Drive in the left field. Dahl is going back. Dahl on the track. Dahl at the wall. Goodbye, Philadelphia. Home run. Rhys Hoskins into the seats in left. The cheers turn to boos. And the Brewers are on the board. It's a 3-1 game in the seventh inning. In the ballpark that he knows oh so well, Rhys Hoskins has homered off of Zach Wheeler to break up the shutout bid in the seventh.
7 years he spent with the Phillies, first 7 years of his career with the Phillies. And that home run, I love how you hear it on Brewers radio. The cheers turned to boos because it was the only run that Zach Wheeler gave up. But really emotional. And the fans loved seeing him there too. So that's awesome. He obviously acknowledged them as well. And it had to be neat for him to just be back where he had so much success earlier in his career.
Definitely was. I mean, I have to say that's a first for me. But, yeah, I think I was able to reel it in a little bit. Got it right into the at-bat. I guess something about, you know, competing against people that you know that makes you lock in a little bit. But also the guy on the mound's pretty good tonight, so you better do that or probably not going to have too much of a chance. It was loud. Yeah, I thought it was loud. I got to sneak a peek, you know, up towards our family section just to see, you know, how my wife was going, and looked like she was probably shedding a couple tears too. So, yeah, it was loud. But that's what this place does. I'm not surprised by it.
I expected that from our fan base, and they gave it to him. And I know he was touched just by I haven't talked to him, obviously, but just the look on his face, I think he was touched and appreciative.
Rob Thompson, after Rhys Hoskins admits to tears with that standing ovation from the Phillies fans. So, look, it was sweet, and he knows that you care. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It just dawned on me that this time yesterday we were doing the exact same thing, briefly talking about the Phillies with our friend John Kincaid, though we talked about other Philadelphia sports and even the Braves with him. On Twix, at Amy After Hours, and also on our Facebook page, Jay is retweeting your answers to the single athlete that drew you into a sport, a league, an event that maybe you would never have watched otherwise or didn't watch before that. I love this tweet that we got from Nick, who listens to the show, and he says, individual athletes are the gateway drug to a lifelong addiction to that sport. And when it comes to team sports, that certainly can be the case. I remember when I first watched the NFL, I knew nothing about the sport at all. I was a kid. And I was watching John Elway engineer one of his, I felt like they were patented, fourth quarter comebacks against the Patriots, actually. So my stepfather was a Patriots fan. We were growing up. I was growing up in New Hampshire, so we were in New Hampshire. He was watching a Patriots game one afternoon, and I remember seeing John Elway orchestrate this comeback from three touchdowns behind in the fourth quarter. And I was just addicted to the excitement. I didn't know word one about what was happening on the field. I played soccer when I was a kid. I wasn't introduced to football until a lot later, and I was hooked. That was it. I was in. So I guess using Nick's tweet, John Elway was my gateway drug to a lifelong love for the NFL now, because I miss it. Well, it doesn't ever really go away, but I do miss it when we don't have games. So that would be John Elway for me, probably. And quickly declare that the Broncos were my favorite team. And yeah, little did I know they were going to get their butts handed to them in multiple Super Bowls until they finally won. But sometimes when you're hooked, you're just hooked. let's see. I like this one from Andy. He says, Michael Phelps. I would pay attention to if we won or not, meaning Team USA, but I didn't get sucked into watching swimming and watching the Olympics until Michael Phelps. So that's a good one. Let's see. Mark says, for me, actually, it's Larry Allen. And he does acknowledge that this is a strange time to be sharing that. But he said, Larry's the reason I wanted to be an offensive lineman and now an offensive line coach. And if you hadn't heard the news, Larry passed away suddenly. He was on vacation with his family in Mexico. I don't know more details than that. I'm not sure any have been released yet, but only 52 years old, which really struck me because that's so young. It's so young. He's a Hall of Famer. And obviously, as Mark talked about, one of the best offensive linemen of his generation. He was not only on the 1990s, the all 1990s team, but he was also on the all 2000s team. And for the Dallas Cowboys, the majority of his career spent there before he finished up with the San Francisco 49ers. And Emmitt Smith, he took a couple of minutes to reflect on the life of his friend.
Such a good dude. Great player. Super person. The one thing about Larry Allen I know, he had a big heart. And he lived life to the fullest. A man of very few words, but on the football field was a beast.
Emmitt Smith talking about his friend and obviously a guy who blocked in front of him. Larry was part of was their 1990 Super Bowl team. So, yeah, I think, Mark, your tribute is perfect. If he's the reason why you wanted to be an offensive lineman and now a coach, this is the perfect time to share it. So thank you for finding us on Twitter. Let's see. Karen goes with Annika Sorenstam, who's a Golf Hall of Famer, and then Martina. I'm assuming she refers to Martina Navratilova. Amy says Andre Agassi. Never watched tennis before then. Another one, Thomas says Nancy Lopez for me. That's interesting. It's a blast from the past. He said, I couldn't have cared less about women's golf until my dad made me watch, and I rather enjoyed it. Let's see. And then one from Alan. He says boxing because of the first Frazier-Ali match in March of 1971. That was pre-me, but boy, have I seen the old footage of it. So thanks for finding us on Twix. Let's see. What about on our Facebook page? And Jay, I know that you had an athlete that you were kind of hanging on to. Have you heard... I don't know if it's a him or a her. Have you heard the name yet?
I have not heard the name yet.
Okay, so who is the athlete for you that sucked you in, or that you feel like sucked people into a sport?
Conor McGregor.
Oh, yeah. For better or for worse.
I had zero interest in UFC ever turning that on ever until I was like, all right, what's all the hype about this guy Conor McGregor? And then I spent money with my friends to buy a UFC fight, a pay-per-view, and I watched Conor McGregor.
Wow. All right. Are you sorry that you didn't?
Wasn't great.
He's a bit of a clown.
Well, yeah, this was years ago now at this point.
That's a good one. I did see Ronda Rousey for MMA, but I didn't see anyone from UFC. That's good. Let's see. I'm going to run through some of these on our Facebook page quickly. Mark, a different Mark, some of the U.S. Olympic athletes like Simone Biles, who, by the way, is hoping to go to the Olympics again after winning her ninth U.S. all-around title. Michaela Schifrin, she says, and Michaela is a skier in their sports. He says, I haven't quite caught the curling bug yet, though.
John Schuster. That's American curler.
I was going to say the captain. Yeah. Paul says, after a long, long hiatus, Lewis Hamilton got me back to F1. Whatever Tiger was to golf, Sir Lewis became to racing. Let's see. Kelly says, for me, the catch that no one talks about, Golden Richards. Yeah, sorry, that draws a blank for me. I don't know that reference. Shoot, is it from a movie and someone's punking me? This happens sometimes when people throw a movie reference in there.
What, no, he played.
Played what sport?
Football.
Okay, Golden Richards. What year is this?
Let's see. He died recently in this year in February at 73. He was born in 1950s. So I guess he played in the 70s.
Okay. I'm sorry I don't know him, but I appreciate you sharing his name with us. Arthur on Facebook. For me, it was Dale Earnhardt. Loved his style of driving and his competitiveness. Him and his son are the only ones that I collected memorabilia for. I'm with you there, Arthur. Let's see. Carlton, 1993. Stone Cold Steve Austin made it cool to watch wrestling. I love that. George, I watched bowling for Pete Weber. Oh, the crotch chop. Isn't he the one that does the crotch chop? Until he got in trouble and wasn't allowed to do the crotch chop anymore.
Is that the one who says, who do you think you are, I am?
Who do you think you are, I am? Huh. I don't know that I've heard that line before. I just remember him celebrating strikes and like big moments in the lanes with the old crotch chop. I mean, a bowler. Imagine that. A bowler doing it. Why not?
It would get me to watch.
One more. Tyrell says, Mia Hamm for U.S. women's soccer, Kat Osterman and Jenny Finch for softball. Okay, so I promised you this. I got to deliver. Darren Waller, he's got another new music video out as he responds to reports that he's retiring from the Giants.
Want a day in the life being me. Everything that happens between you and your wife on TMZ. Trying to kick the dough in this ratchet just like a B&E. Speaking to the blind, it's no wonder they went for seeing me. For a minute, I admit they was deceiving me. Pleasing everybody, forgot I had to believe in me. It's all good when you got all them yards receiving to them cards you're reading ain't that great. It's hard receiving a message from God that he's taking back what you've been blessed with. I'm foaming at the mouth. They know I ain't the one to mess with. Quit playing checkers on my board. I'm playing chess. And if I fall, my brothers pick me up like Byron Leftwich. Give me your best pitch. Hope you know that you signed your death wish. I'ma write that that leave them breathless. So tell your friend, grab your inhaler before the set list. And take a, cause you ain't gonna forget this. Let's go. This world get violent, dog. It sure made me tough. Made me better. It's terrifying, but it never made me love.
It got a little better as it went on, maybe.
He dropped a did a Byron Leftwich reference.
I appreciated that.
And an inhaler. And then presumably, let's hope he was taking a puff of that and not something else. Oh, Lord. I still have no idea whether he's retiring or not. Do you?
No, that was, they asked him and that we dropped that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Does it give us a clue?
I don't think so.
We're just not cool. That's the thing. We're not cool at all. On that note, have a great Tuesday. We'll talk to you tonight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results. With Legion, you don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.